Mr. Ambassador, thank you for your compliments. I'm honored by your consideration. I'm happy to know that Brazil's considering investing in North Star. So I can meet you in the lobby afterwards and we can discuss arrangements. You pulled, sir, what is known in the business of space as a Kobayashi Maru, which Captain Kirk did. You changed the question. The context of this panel is to discuss risk, and you brought that into a potential investment opportunity, and that's not fair. So there is risk in space. We're looking at addressing it, but it's not related to an investment opportunity. And for that matter, coming from a bank, which is very much interested in risk, you can understand probably very well why most of space is funded by venture capitalists. So there you go. That's my best answer to your question. But the devil is in the details, and there's certainly good reasons to invest in space all across the board, not just in my company. How many objects are being destroyed or have been hit in space? Some people would argue that each day in low Earth orbit, there are flutters on satellites that cannot be explained. The standard answer is, it's not in the catalog. So if that's good enough for you, okay. I think where the question leads to is, what is the definition of safe passage? Would you get on a plane if there was only 1% of the objects that could hit you while you were flying through the space, in your airplane hitting you? No. Is the problem that vast or that's dire in space? It's not a direct correlation, but what we are establishing here is certain guidelines of in terms of what the issues are. So as we congest space more and more, and as we can see flutters in LEO orbit satellites, you have to pay attention. The fact that it's not in the catalog as an official answer, and you can maybe Google that. There's many situations where satellites just say, well, something happened and it wasn't in the catalog. We need a better catalog. And so I'm not answering your question directly in terms of an exact number, but the issue is not how many collisions are we actually measuring a day, it's what's really happening in space. And the answer is, Mariba and the experts, the technical experts have pointed out, is we're not quite sure.